stay behind, have a word with Gladys. I'm curious. Really? Oh, wow. Well, that's thrown me. Thank you for sharing it. Oh, we have all sorts, don't we? Anybody else who has known somebody? Met somebody really famous? You must have met somebody. We're really struggling. Yes, who have you met?
Cliff Richard.
The venerable Cliff Richard, you see. Mark?
Nobby Styles.
Nobby Styles. England World Cup hero. Hillary?
Lee Child. I had an evening with him.
Oh, real? Oh, you
I
see.
I was afraid
there. Yes. Yes. Sit close to Gladys. You'll be fine. Anne?
Prince Andrew and his wife when he came to the RSM.
Oh, well, there you go. And Steve?
Adam Faith.
Hands up those of an age that my grandparents used to tell me about him. Yes. What a good name, though, Adam Faith. Did you know that in the campaigner book, A Midnight Vision, if you turn to one of the photos, there's a picture at Buckingham Palace of Valerie and Claire Simmons from Crowborough with their parents and chief after receiving their Gold Award certificates. Very nice photo of them. And just above it, there's a picture of a group of young people, very young people, at Keswick. And I'm on it. On the same page as people from Crowborough. How about that? With the rector of Rotherfield in his early days. With a guitar, which he cannot play, but that's Nigel for you. Who are you connected to? Do you know what I was going to do now? I was going to bring my hose pipe down and just bring it into church and threaten you with it, seeing what the reaction will be. But of course, if it's not plugged in, I was going to say, if it's not connected to a tap, nothing would happen. But there's so much water in it, I thought Tony wouldn't like it if I let it loose in the church today. But yesterday, I went to my book. As you know, I struggle with all things flowers, trying to explain it. Francis and Dorothy and others just have, oh, they must put their head in the hands. So I go to my book, The Beginner's Guide to Plants. Where I can find a lot of helpful information. And I was sharing with the families yesterday. It even tells me about cultivation, propagation, hydroculture. I know plenty of hydroculture coming from Blackpool. Capillary matting. I haven't got that down at all. But and everything you know, you need to know about pests and pesticides. But I was thinking about when I moved from Warwickshire. Is that? Is it this one? Shall I use? Is it yours?
Yes, yours.
It's me. It would be me.
Not need to know about. In my, it's like.
Thank you, Rob. I thought it was my heart beating. Sorry, chaps. See, Tony goes away and the whole place falls to bits.
Excuse me.
Yeah, forgetting who John's related to. Should not do that.
Your heart's still beating.
Is that it?
That's the big one.
Is it? We're okay now. Back to my... You were just trying to get away from the gardener's question time, weren't you? Yeah, when I was thinking about being well connected, I'm not really well connected. Somebody said, Gilda Singer, the great Caruso, there was a vicious rumour that I was related to him. But I don't know if you go far enough back. But if you look at that passage, what does it say us? We are all related to who? Who kept coming up in our passage? Let me read verses 7 to 9, if you've got the passage open in front of you. Know then that it is those of faith who are the sons of Abraham. And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel beforehand to Abraham, saying, in you shall all the nations be blessed. So then, those who are of faith are blessed along with Abraham, the man of faith. There used to be a really, Rob would know this, an old song, not because he's old, but he would remember the song. Father Abraham had many sons had Father Abraham, I am one of them and so are you, so let's all praise the Lord. And we used to have to put our arms up in the air and feet. And we're not doing it this morning, don't worry. But it reminded me of a time in Warwickshire. I bought a hose pipe which was ideal for our garden in Warwickshire. It was great. It covered every bush. I was learning so much about what to water and not what to water, and it worked out really well. But then we moved to the Isle of Man, and the garden was a different shape. And if I connected the hose pipe, there was some bushes, and of course the weather in the north is always perfect. Sun's always shining. And I had to water the bushes on the far side, and it wouldn't reach. So what did I do? Well, I went over to Argos. And other stores are available for all these things, of course. See what they could provide. And when I tried to water the garden, I thought, if I could just put an extension on. So I bought a hose pipe extension, just another few feet. And I thought, well, if I do that, I've got to find a connection to connect the old pipe to the one I've just bought. And I did it. And guess what?
It leaked.
The water was coming out every joint possible, not where it should be. So I decided to go to B&Q instead for a proper hose connector. That's what they're called, you know. Is that right, ladies? Thank you. A hose connector. Sorted? Not quite. This hose connector needed to be attached to a nozzle connector. A nozzle connector. For each piece of hose. So yet another trip. Meanwhile, it was getting steadily dark. So this day of trying to be good and water all the garden was proving to be quite a stumbling block. It was becoming expensive and took up a lot of time. But the good news is, with this new hose pipe, the old hose pipe from Warwickshire, one hose connector and two nozzle connectors later, fitted together properly, it worked beautifully. I saw water at the correct end of the hose. I wasn't getting soaked anymore, and it was gushing out abundantly. And this is the message from Galatians chapter 3. That's all you need to know. You see, it's like a parable. What is a parable? A parable is an earthly story, but with a heavenly meaning. Learned that from campaigners as well. Think about it. Are you well connected? I'm still thinking about Gladys's connection, but it helps me take my mind off John's connection, which is probably a good thing. Do you want to be well connected to God? Well, we can thank God for Abraham and his faith and all that we need to learn from that. We need the blessing of Abraham. That's what Paul is telling us in this passage. You see, in this passage, there are two nozzle connectors. You never thought of Paul like that before, did you? Two nozzle connectors. And they're called justification. Remember that from last week? Just as if I had never sinned. We need also a new life. We need the word of the gospel in our minds, and we need the work of the Spirit in our hearts. That's all we need, says Paul to these foolish Galatians. They were still having arguments about circumcision and the law and the things that they've grown up to feel was so important. And Paul was saying, no. Think about your gardening. Think about getting the right hose pipe for what you need. Think about these connections and think about the connections that you have with Abraham, Father Abraham, and his nozzle connectors. There is a hose connector here that makes them fit together properly. What word comes out more and more in this passage? It's a nice little word. Steve actually met someone with the same name. Adam. Faith is what you need. Five times in these verses, Paul tells them about their faith. He believed God. Those who believe, by faith, he says, those who have faith, the man of faith, faith was so important. And what is faith? Faith is that absolute transfer of trust from myself to Christ and all he has done. That's what faith is, being connected in the right way. It just took me back to that time on the Isle of Man trying to get my hose pipe to work. What are your connections like? Are you connected in the right way to our Heavenly Father? And today, as we gather round the table of the King, as we heard that song earlier on, we can thank God for Christ. And if you belong to Christ, thank God that you are, in a very special way. If you feel, I don't think I'm really there yet, Graham, we've got some lovely books in Knowing God Personally. I'm just going to leave them on the table here at the front after the service. If you're not sure if you're properly connected to God, take one of these, read it. Tell a Christian friend about it as well. John Etheridge is going to be in the Paul Bishop Room during communion. Why don't you have a word with him? Pray with John as well. Knowing God Personally. It's all about being well connected. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for the message of Paul to the Galatians. Thank you for the message of this passage that we need to come to you in faith. And faith is acknowledging that change you've made in our lives. So as we thank you for Jesus, his death and his resurrection, we thank you that our family line goes all the way back to Abraham, that man of great faith. Help us to learn more and more from your word so that we might apply it to our own lives. For Jesus' sake, amen.